In the Nalaglik Hotel, just across the street from the Kotzebue Sound, dozens of people piled into a conference room, filling up seats and spilling at times into the hallway. At tables facing a podium near the front of the room were leaders and representatives from communities near the road's proposed path.
This doesn't happen very often, where we get villages from different regions sitting in the same room, sitting side by side. So just to promote that, we really want relationships to be established here, not just conversations. We want you to go away having formed some good relationships. So
Joy Huntington works as a consultant for ADA, helping moderate community outreach events like this one. The emphasis set early on was on listening, with Northwest Arctic Borough Mayor Reggie Jewell stressing that overall judgments about the mining road should be reserved until after there's been more dialogue.
So whether you're for this process or not, be at the table. Be inside the tent. Make a difference. It's important. Welcome, and thank you.
ADA has held around 30 community meetings about the road, but this is the first time a large group from a diverse range of areas has been brought together in one place. That was partly from input the agency was getting that the communities wanted to hear directly from one another. Jim Hanchin is the mayor of Bettles and says cross-regional dialogue is important because he doesn't think the severity of his town's opposition to the project has yet come through.
We find it very disturbing that while we want to be respectful here, just like we don't exist. Everything is going to go through anyway. That's going to be the end of our way of life. Now, it's been brought up before about progress. Not everybody views progress in the same way.
In addition to civic and tribal leaders, there were also representatives from a number of other relevant groups.
But this is really your meeting that you've requested. So we put you at the front so you can kind of be the strong voices heard. As you can see, we have the Borough Assembly here, NANA's here, TCC, Doyon, Department of Natural Resources, our village corporations as well. ADA is present as well. Dowell HKM, who you'll see, they've put a lot of these presentations together for us.
Organizers say Wednesday's schedule of speakers was mostly a matter of who is available when from across all the relevant agencies. With four chartered flights and representatives from Anchorage, Fairbanks, and elsewhere traveling to Kotzebue, the schedule was somewhat of a balancing act. Today's session includes a 2.5-hour dialogue between community members from the Upper Kobuk and Koyukuk River communities, along with more presentations by the Departments of Fish and Game and Health and Social Services. And though there are many strong feelings about the road, at the evening's performance by Kotzebue's Northern Lights Drum and Dance Group, a spirit of mutual cooperation prevailed. Athabascans danced with Inupiaqs and environmentalists beside mining executives. For KNOM, in Kotzebue, I'm Zachariah Hughes.